Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information. You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Good afternoon. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I am your host, DJ Dilgerk, and here with you for 90 minutes. Till 4:30. Lots on the show today. I will say for next week will be another little special birthday episode. I'm doing a happy birthday to the great, the legendary Adrian Sherwood, January the 20th. So do tune in next week for that. But today, a regular show with weather report, show listings, mandatory heavy, and all kinds of music coming up right for you today, and hope you're doing well. Certainly a little bit of a thaw. I took this thaw to really do a good scraping with the shovel around the house to get some of that snow that had been packed down over the last couple weeks. So I was able to get all that out of there, clean things up a little bit. Still a lot more work to do. It's one of those things where, you know, you try to be on top of the shoveling as best as possible, but it's pretty, can be pretty tough sometimes. But I was like, well, might as well make this count a little bit, because we know that this is not going to last. I'm sure it's going to get back into wintry weather once again, as it always does. But hey, it's all part of it. And the thing is that, you know, winter comes every year and it never lasts. It never conquers us. We move on. We go to the spring and then the summer and then the fall. So those changing seasons, I think, are a great friend and ally to have. Well, lots on the show. Finishing up a little bit of some albums and stuff like that from Homefront. We're Only Here for the Snacks, Duchess Says. Some more from Locals, Trio Telfer, and Compost as well. But right now, I'm going to actually start off with some movie music for you. Yeah, that's right. Well, I didn't watch it, but apparently the Paul Thomas Anderson movie, One Battle After Another, won multiple awards at the Golden Globes, including Musical or Comedy Motion Picture, and Original Score, Supporting Actor or Actress. The list goes on. An amazing movie, certainly. If you haven't seen it, I would recommend it. It's quite funny. I cannot get out of my head that Leonardo DiCaprio's character is just the dude from The Big Lebowski in an alternative universe. Or maybe, yeah, basically in an alternative universe Big Lebowski. I can't get over that when I was watching the movie. It's kind of, it has some Lebowski-esque things in that you have a main character who's kind of bumbling and doesn't ever really accomplish anything. He just kind of stumbles through the movie. But we're going to start off with the theme by Johnny Greenwood, one battle after another, from the motion picture to start us off here on Radio Free Winnipeg, here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Support for CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit. Community is important to us. Did you know the WEC offers free drop-in music lessons in partnership with the Manitoba Conservatory of Music and Arts? The tune-in program runs Tuesdays at the West End Cultural Center, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for youth ages 12 to 18.
Tune in in every Tuesday night starting at midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
And if you can believe it, say Tuesday.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. We started things off with the track One Battle After Another from the motion picture soundtrack by Johnny Greenwood. Also, I think Golden Globes movie certainly cleaned up a lot in the awards. I didn't watch it. Actually, I didn't even realize it even happened. It shows you how much I pay attention to such things. However, there is an interesting kind of cultural problem I find that, you know, reading a lot about the movie and people's reactions to it. I mean, no doubt I thought it was a great movie, very funny. There's a lot of elements to it that I liked. But, you know, I have to say, it's very funny to me that people are taking this movie as it's somehow a commentary on today, when I don't really think that that was the intention. And I suppose you could read into it. I think the focus is not only the comedy, but also this story of this family and this burnt out revolutionary. I think if you want to make it into a contemporary, as if it's contemporary commentary, I think you're maybe missing the point a little bit. And while it's a great movie, and I have to say, I very much enjoyed myself in the theater watching it. At the same time, it's people are talking about it like it's like the best movie ever made. And it's a weird thing to see where art criticism is or the lack thereof. It's either people really hate something or it's the best thing ever. Seems to be no middle ground anymore. And certainly not for even if you don't like something. Sometimes it feels like that those voices even get crowded out a little bit. So if you haven't seen it, great movie, highly recommend it. That final sequence, the chase sequence, one of the best things I've seen in theaters, I think. I'd have to really think about the last time a segment of a part of a movie held my attention like that. But anyways, moving on. We're going to get to the weather in a little bit, but we're going to hear a little bit from the last track now. I've been playing last several episodes. I've been playing through this album, and it's We're Only Here for the Snacks. Yes. The talented youngsters here in Winnipeg, they released a great record. We've missed our stop, and in fact they got on our top 30 of 2025. In fact, they entered it at number 26 of the top 30 records played over the last year. I got to see them. If you haven't had a chance, it's a lot of fun. You get a free bag of Hawkins Cheesies. They usually throw it in the crowd. Hawkins Cheesies is definitely worth it. Also great music. So we're going to hear the last track here, Adventures of Laserbeam, here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM. And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dill Gherkin, here with you till 4:30 p.m. We just heard Talented Youngsters Were Only Here for the Snacks off their record Missed Our Stop. That was Adventures of Laserbeam, extended version. Yeah, great band, holds a lot of promise. It's just great to see these teenagers up on stage doing gigs. it's a lot of fun. If you ever get a chance to go see them play. But now let's get into a bit of the weather. Yeah. Let's take a look. Winnipeg International Airport. This is reported at 3 p.m., so it's fairly up to date. Minus 10. A wind north 29 kilometers. The wind chill is minus 19. So there is a bit of a cut to that wind, for sure. Today, minus 2 with a 60% chance of flurries. I'm not sure if we're going to get there. Tonight, a low of minus 23. And then tomorrow, minus 14 and sunny with a low of minus 10, a 40% chance of flurries. Thursday, it's climbing all the way up to 0 degrees with snow or rain. That doesn't sound like fun. And then overnight, minus 13 with periods of snow and blowing snow. So it's going to be icy for the rest, definitely for the middle of the week there. And more snow on Friday, minus 12 and minus 21 in the evening. And then our weekend is looking not that bad, actually. Saturday, minus 16 and sunny. Overnight, minus 17 with cloudy periods. Sunday, minus 12, a mix of sun and cloud. And overnight, minus 25. All the way for next week, minus 22 and sunny. So it looks like we'll be getting into more seasonal weather starting this week, so, or into next week. So, you know, take heed, and maybe, I guess we'll try to enjoy this as much as possible, although the sloppiness and the slipperiness, please be careful out there. Taking a look at the almanac for today, its streams and averages, the normal temperature on this day is around minus 11 degrees. Highest ever recorded for a high is 5 degrees in 1987. Average low is about minus 21. Lowest it's ever gone to was minus 37 in 2009, and that also came with a minus 51 wind chill in 2009. I don't think 2009, that was not the year. There was a winter where we were colder than Mars. But that wasn't 2009. I think that was later. I do recall that. I'm trying to remember when that was. I want to say 2017 or 2018. And then snow on the ground average is about 16 centimeters. The maximum precipitation on this day that fell was in 1947, 12 millimeters. Maximum snow on the ground that was recorded was a whopping 66 centimeters, 1966. Well, isn't that convenient, eh? And sun rise is about 8:22, and sunset is 4:53, getting 8 hours and 31 minutes of daylight a day. And that is your weather report for today. Yeah, definitely feels like a little weird, little reprieve. I don't recall ever these kind of like reprieves of like almost melting temperatures in January. I mean, I seem to recall in my youth just like from about New Year's, Christmas onwards until like late March, it was just minus 20. Just, you could always count on minus 20. I do remember a lot of indoor recesses because of the brutal cold. So it seems like now we have a bit of fluctuation in the weather, which, I don't know. I mean, if it could just stay at a minus 10, minus 15, I can deal with that. This all over the map? Not a big fan. Not a fan of it, I have to say. All right, now getting back to some more music that I've been playing over the on the show consistently over the last month or so, we're going to hear more, the last little bit of Edmonton's Homefront off their record, Watch It Die. We're going to hear Young Offender and Empire, these last two tracks of this record. I've been playing through it. Edmonton's Homefront has gotten a lot of attention. I've actually noticed this record on a lot of people's favorite record list of the year and all that kind of stuff. So definitely go check it out if you're a fan of like post-punk. I think they're great. So here's some Homefront from our lovely brothers and sisters over in Edmonton right now on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM.
Between you and me, did you think you'd ever see? Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. Kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Howdy, neighbor. We're doing it, finally.
What are you doing?
Recording a promo for this show.
What show?
Oh, it's called the Gashly Crumb Tinies.
What's that?
It's an alphabetic radio show.
Oh, neat. When's it on?
Oh, Sunday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Cool. I'll tune in.
And if you can believe it, say Tuesday.
Macho Man Randy
Savage. Nothing means nothing.
Nothing
means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
War, I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream will rise to the top.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and here with you till 4:30, another hour. We just heard two tracks from Edmonton's Homefront, author of record Watch It Die. That was Young Offender and Empire. Great stuff coming from them. Really showed up on a lot of best of 2025 lists as well. Yeah. I'm a big fan of that. I mean, that sort of that post-punk sound, but definitely a lot of the soaring synthesizers. Sounds really great. Kind of epic, you know? Yeah, 3:34 p.m. We're going to get to some more music. At 4 p.m., we're going to have the mandatory heavy, which is usually some kind of metal or something like that. Going to have some Melvins sprinkled in with something kind of new. Not Melvins. As well, we're going to be hearing more later on in the show from locals Trio Telfer and Compost, as well a new track from the great Armenian composer and pianist Tigran Hamaslan. I saw him February 2020 at the Centennial Concert Hall, and I believe it was one of the last concert shows I saw before everything locked down. I think it was that show, and then maybe a week later I saw Canter Dust at the Handsome Daughter do their for their CD release at the time. I hear they actually have some new music in the works, so that'll be great. But I still remember that great Tigran show. They did two nights. One was with the WSO, I believe. I only saw the I think it was the second night, where it was just a trio. And he had, I didn't even realize his band with him, but he had Nate Wood playing drums. And I didn't realize until like three or four songs in. I was sitting quite a bit back at the concert hall, and I was kind of squinting. And I was like, wait a second, I think I know who that is. It's like, is that Nate Wood? Who does work with his own projects, but I was playing some of his stuff he did with Kneebody. They played at the Jazz Festival this last year. Also, he does a lot of stuff with Donnie McCaslin. Yeah, great time. So, a big fan of Tigran. We're going to hear a little bit of that a little bit later on in the show. But let's get into it. Now, another band I was playing was Montreal's Duchess Says. And, yeah, they're a group of weirdos who they put out three or four records in the kind of early like 2010s era ish when does this record come out? This record is from, well, their last record was 2016, so that's going back a ways. This is 2008. And I really, I'm a big fan of theirs. I just sort of randomly I was introduced to them through YouTube, one of their music videos, and I was just blown away. Like, who the heck are these people? Great stuff. And, you know, I don't know what any of the band members are doing now, but I think it's great because it's a kind of a weirdness that oftentimes doesn't get the attention perhaps it deserves in that other things got. You know, the early aughts and into the 2010s, there's a lot of quote-unquote indie rock that I think got a lot of attention, and some of it's good and some of it's kind of meh in my opinion. I think Duchess Says was a really great Canadian band that you know, I hope the members are still doing well. I don't know if they're doing anything, but I dig their artistic statement they did with that. So we're going to hear three tracks: Black Flag, Chob, and Les Residents. So here's Montreal's Duchess Says here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM.
auto tree, auto, auto, auto tree.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Diversity Food Services. Diversity is a social enterprise committed to a just and fair food economy in Winnipeg. Elements Restaurant at 501 Portage Avenue is a proud part of Diversity Food Services family, a full-service, licensed sit-down restaurant with easy access right off of Portage Avenue.
Night at midnight, CKUW 95.9 FM presents Shrimp Farm. Crypto. Former CKUW Sports Director Electric John teams up with mindfulness guitar guru Jason Eastwood to bring you the Cryptocurrency Counterculture Report. A mindful pause to your day. Jets 3.0.
Jets 3.0.
Boomer. Barry.
Me, Barry.
And many surprises.
Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying.
The analog relevance within the digital resonance. Shrimpfarm.crypto every Saturday night from midnight till 1 o'clock in the morning on CKUW 95.9 FM.
And if you can believe it, say Tuesday.
Unbelievable. Time distortion. Space is the place me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway. Yeah, but don't be hypnotized, no. Reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy.
Yeah, but the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and we just heard three tracks from Montreal's Duchess Says. You heard Black Flag, Chob, and Les Residences. Yeah, that record was from 2009, so going back a ways, but definitely worth checking out. Yeah, there's just a weird freakiness to them that I enjoy so much, you know. We certainly need more of that in our lives and in culture in general. 3:48 p.m. right now on the show. We're going to be heading to the Mandatory Heavy at 4 p.m. just in a little bit. But first, we're going to hear more from locals Trio Telfer. Yeah, they have their new record that was just released just early this year. Lunar Breeze. Yeah, January 2nd, 2026. So this is brand spanking new. Bark of Bill and Killowen Crast are the two tracks. And then we'll get into the Mandatory Heavy momentarily. Here's locals Trio Telfer right now on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM.
Thank you. With your CKUW Friends Card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM. And with a Friends Card, your dollars get you more at
King Cod Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub. With a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats, your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start and or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out the Bella Vista Nights every Wednesday for free live music, sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM. Fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a Friends Card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.
Hi, I'm Keith Black, host of Voyage, 3 hours of jazz heard here at CKUW every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., or streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. I play a wide range of current jazz styles and have an historical segment each week looking back at jazz history. The current jazz scene is vibrant and exciting, and you can hear proof of that each Wednesday between 10 and 1.
Whoa, this is heavy.
There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilger, and we just heard two tracks from locals Trio Telfer. We heard Bark of Bill and Kilwin Crast. That's off their Lunar Breeze EP, just released January the 2nd of this early year, 2026. And the ringing tremolo chords of Link Ray's Rumble brings us to the mandatory heavy today. A track, Follow the Sun, by a band I just recently discovered, Mountain of Misery. I have to double check exactly where they're from, but it was on a Bandcamp compilation of all the best stoner, doom, and sludge metal. And then from the Melvins, off their Bases Loaded record, we're going to hear Beer Hippie. I love the Melvins, and I just was listening to this track and also get a kick out of the name. So here's the mandatory heavy with Mountain of Misery and the Melvins right now on Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. We'll be right back. And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. We just had the mandatory heavy there. You just heard Mountain of Misery. That was a track, Follow the Sun, Shades of Ashes record that was released April 2025, so fairly new. The band is actually based out of Poland. It's founded in 2023 by the drummer vocalist of Space Slug. I have listened a bit to Space Slug, so it's kind of like a heavy psych doom, I guess is maybe what you'd call it. Really love the sound there, the drums and the vocals. Mountain of Misery. And then from the Melvins off their Bases Loaded record, that was Beer Hippie. I feel like there's a whole Beer Hippie. I feel like, I don't know, I just have this vision when I hear Beer Hippie. I just think of a lot of Wolseleyites. You know that look? They all got the same mustache, the trucker hat, maybe some flannel. Beer Hippie. I don't know. That's just the first thing I think of. It's just a stream of consciousness thing. I'm not trying to say, make any judgment calls. Just saying this is what my mind's eye is bringing up to me. But let's get into it a little bit now. We're now in the part of my events listings for this week, where I tell you a smattering of events that you can go and take in our fair city, in the within the perimeter highway. So tonight, Tuesday, January the 13th, down at the Handsome Daughter on Sherbrooke Street, they have their Twin Peaks Tuesdays. Coffee and pie is on special, and they're playing two Twin Peaks episodes in the back room. Viewing begins at 7 p.m., so that's free, I think, for you to just go out and chill. Obviously, the drinks and the food aren't free, but no cover. Also, tomorrow, Wednesday, January the 14th, the King Cobb Market Pub over on Ellis Avenue, right beside the West End Cultural Center. They're Bella Vista Nights. Yes, free 8 p.m. music. Jamie Buck Borough is playing, and it's kind of folk rock kind of thing. He plays in a band called the Honey Sliders. Again, he's free this Wednesday, 8 p.m. They're Bella Vista Nights. Also, King Cobb Market Pub. Obviously, we hear some PSA messages. They're on our friends card, which you can get a new version of that when you donate to Fun Drive in February coming up. Lots of really cool food happening there. I know once a month they do their blues and barbecue. So it is a wonderful little community pub. I'm so happy we have a new pub here in the West End. It's nice and cozy. And the other thing I got to say, I love there's no TVs on the wall. Other than, I think they have a TV that just shows what music they're playing. I appreciate that. I like to go out and have a beverage or two and not be assaulted by screens. So, another thing about the King Cobb Market Pub. Thursday, January the 15th, the Dave Barber Cinematheque over there on Arthur Street. Bikini Drive-In. Yes, I think this is now a monthly series. Presents Battle Royal. And this movie is in a dystopian future. A group of students from a Japanese high school are forced by the government to compete in a battle, killing one another until only one is left standing. That's 7 p.m. on Thursday. General admission is 11:50. Students and seniors... Sorry. 11:50, general admission... Oh, I have this all mixed up here. So 11:50 is general. I think students and seniors is $9 and member pricing is $7. Yes, there we go. It's just the way I wrote it down was a little confusing. And again, Battle Royal at Dave Barber Cinematheque this Thursday at 7 p.m. Sounds like fun. Sounds like kind of sounds like Hunger Games, but I'm sure way cooler than Hunger Games if it's being played at the Dave Barber Cinematheque. And obviously, Bikini Drive-In, that's put together by their programming director, Olivia Norquay, who also does a great show on Sunday nights, Circle 1, 8 to 9 p.m. And Friday, January the 16th, at Into the Music, they have their free all-ages show, 7:30 p.m. in on McDermott Avenue Greenhouse. So that's it's a local experimental artist, Greenhouse. I you don't often see the name being put out there, but if you get a chance, go check it out. I've seen Greenhouse play a few times. Certainly worth it if you want something a little off the beaten track, a little left of center. There's your spot. Into the Music, 7:30 this Friday. And Saturday, January the 17th, the last night of the 25th anniversary celebration for the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club over on Main Street. I think it's 3 days. I think it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But the last day, a big, big night. D-Rangers with Rami Mays, Ridley Bent, Kerry Latimer, Jess Reimer, Andrew Neville, Jerry Hamm, and Grant Siemens. It all starts at 8:30. Tickets are right now, I think they're doing a sale, $19.95. Get on that. That is a steal of a deal. $19.95 for all that in this economy. Amazing. That's at the Times Change High and Lonesome Club. They also have shows Thursday and Friday as well to celebrate 25 years. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. And that is just some of the things that are going on in and around town here in Winnipeg. And yeah, obviously not everything. I try to do as much as I can, but you know, only so much can get through. 4:23 p.m. We're going to get to a couple tracks from the latest from local band Compost. This is their album Perennial that was just released at the end of 2025. We're going to hear Nimbus, Tidy Up, High Contrast, and In Total Darkness. Right now, you're listening to Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. Thank you. Back the final moments of Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I can't fit in this last track. Played another day from Armenian pianist and composer Tigran Hamaslan. Another time. I can't fit it in at the moment, but that's okay. There's always going to be a next show. So thank you very much for tuning in, and keep on tuning in to CKW 95.9 FM. Lots happening. Ron's reviews coming up. System Kids, Sonic Blanket, Whatever Gaze, On My Way Home, Transland, Listening Pleasures, Night Danger Radio, all happening throughout Tuesday night. So thank you very much for tuning in, and talk to you all next week. About Dozer. Wraps are all up. Things seem to have worked out pretty good. And it was a pretty good story. Don't you think? Made me laugh to beat the band. Parts anyway. I don't like goodbyes. But then I happen to know that there will be a show next week. And I guess that's how the whole darn human comedy keeps perpetuating itself. Down through the generations. Westward to wagons. Across the sands of time until we... look at me. I'm rambling again. Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you all down the trail. Send me their flowers to my wedding. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave.